Well, after an intense oral argument over the president's travel ban Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to rule in June whether or not to execute an order exceeding the executive order exceeded the authority the president has over immigration. The challengers in Trump v. Hawaii have said that Congress created a system of laws that address the security concerns the president addressed in his executive order limiting travel from certain majority Muslim countries. The U.S. Solicitor General Noel Francisco told the justices that the president is well within his power to issue the proclamation. Joining us now to discuss is immigration attorney Navide Zaad. So what was the premise of this hearing before the nation's highest court?
The question really in this Supreme Court case is twofold. One is, has the president overstepped its constitutional powers? And second is whether there's a unconstitutional religious discrimination, which would be, again, a violation of the Constitution.
When you say religion, is that related to previous comments the president made during the campaign about Muslims, or is it just because these are predominantly Muslim countries we're dealing with?
Both. The first one you mentioned is a very interesting and novel issue for the court. The government is arguing that the remarks on the campaign trail should not matter. You know, the state of Hawaii argues, and I think quite convincingly, that you have a man here who had made specific comments in relation to his presidency, leading up to his presidency, saying, if you elect me for president, I will shut down Muslims from entering the United States. As soon as he got into office, he put not just one, but three different versions of this travel ban to do just that. His actions speak for itself. You also have this travel ban that impacts 98% of the people that are impacted by this travel ban are Muslim. And I'll also just add that think of it as a reasonable person. You have someone on a campaign trail making these statements, then following up with a travel ban. It just is fishy. I don't think we can turn a blind eye to that.
What kinds of arguments did the White House make or the Trump administration make for the travel ban to stay in place?
The government's main argument rests on national security, and it is a strong argument. There is precedent for the president to have broad authority when it comes to national security and emergencies. However, the issue at point here is neither an emergency nor necessarily a national security issue. What you have here is a president making a very broad blanket ban of a whole category of people without a specific assessment of that individual applicant. It's also not an emergency. The government has based its choosing of these countries on whether that country has a good system of sharing information with the United States in vetting these people. Purportedly, that's logical and it makes sense. On the other hand, it leaves a lot of leeway for the president to pick and choose which countries it wants to include in the ban and which countries not to include in the ban.
It looks like the decision is not going to come down for a bit, several months, I think. Was there any indication from the justices as to which way they might be leaning?
We have a court where the majority are conservative. There's no question that the conservative-leaning justices did not want to clip the wings of the president and his powers. And I can understand the basis for that, because this case will have far-reaching ramifications, not just for this president, but we want to be mindful of how we limit the powers of the president in the future. At the same time, this case is very significant because I think it's a true test of our moral compass. Sadly, this travel ban is reminiscent of the ships of refugees who were turned away at Ellis Island during World War II, leading instead to their deaths in the concentration camp. And when we reflect on these moments in our history, most of us recognize the immorality. But here we are in the midst of a very similar dilemma. But I think this is really the test where we get to show as America that we're not going to let our moral compass falter.
All right. Immigration attorney Navide Zaad, thanks for being with us.